All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Sports Mappers, welcome to the fray. Where you been all day? You've been clamoring for Your Usual Suspects and missed any of the first 2 hours. Pop on back on the podcast or ESPN975.com and check out what you missed, but we appreciate you along for the ride. We'll take you simulcast on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN975 up until 4. Blitz will take you home till 7. I know Fred is on board today with Jong. AJ is off. Do we know who's filling in for AJ?
Jong.
Oh, really? It's a Friday.
Yeah, Jong is filling in for AJ.
Oh, no more Yankee me wanky. Jonger needs food. He's gonna fill in.
Just go 16 candles on you.
You got them for everybody else today. You needed one from me.
He was. I saw him today, and he's wearing a hat. And I almost like. You remember when I wore a hat, and Tyler said I look like a lesbian?
Yes,
I look like a mean lesbian,
middle-aged lesbian. Yeah.
So I was immediately going to start roasting Jong because I'm in a roast battle tonight, and I'm already in character.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I like John too much. You never roast the ones you love. Actually, you do. So I probably should have roasted him. But I tried to take it easy on him. So look at Freddie showing up in a jersey.
Is that a Hawk jersey?
Expos.
Is that
you can't
Hawk?
Read?
Montreal Expos.
Yeah, no, but is it Andre Dawson?
Oh, sorry.
Is it Andre Dawson?
Gary Carter.
Oh, Gary Carter.
Nice.
Okay. I told the wife not to come back from Montreal without some kind of Expos jersey.
That's pretty dope.
Well, if that's what she brought you back, she did well.
Yeah. I might keep her another 2 weeks. Now.
I would say that's a keeper.
I've always wondered this. Is the Expo, that the patch, is that logo, is that an M for
it
Montreal?
Is. It is an M.
Yes, with a little tiny E on it.
It just was weird looking.
Everybody
I never could
it's
figure
an ELB,
it out.
And it's actually an M.
If you're stoned, it makes perfect sense.
I just got to be high. I was a baseball fan, but I just had to stop smoking weed, so I don't root for the Expos anymore. That's great, man. So Jong's joining you, huh?
Yeah, Jong's going to do the show with me today because AJ's probably already drunk. He's in New Orleans.
Oh, no doubt.
So, yeah, it should be fun.
And who's producing? I'm going to screw it all up and piss you off.
I assume Tyler.
Oh, well, he's definitely going to piss you off. Have you ever gotten through a show with Tyler and not been angry at him?
Well, he was doing great until he hooked up with Palillo. And now it's like he expects us to be serious like Charlie is, you know, and informative and give all these great stats and knowledge.
Brad, that's not really he thinks that way.
He's out of tune because your voice doesn't crack every once in a while. And, yeah, it just feels weird. I get it.
Yeah, and I don't pause like Charlie does.
Well, hey, you got to fill a couple hours somehow, right? You got
to. But
all by yourself.
I have to say, though, man, I've been listening to Charlie a lot lately. Man, there's always like one or two little nuggets you can pull out of his show.
No doubt.
Where you just say, wow, where'd you come up with that?
Yep. So, he is, dude, I'm telling you.
You seen the movie A Beautiful Mind, Fred?
I've seen A Beautiful Mime.
Okay.
Silent right. Movie.
That's, is that the porn version? A Beautiful Mime?
Because you always have the sound down anyway?
Yeah, of course. You absolutely. Go. You know, are you a sound up or sound down guy in porn, Fred?
Down.
Down.
Yeah. I'm all about the visual.
I feel like it's weird if you listen to the sound.
Nick?
Well, don't throw Nick under the bus. He can't even hear you.
Well, because they're gonna say somebody else's name, and I'm gonna lose it right in the middle.
Exactly. You're gonna be like, who is somebody else watching? What's going? Yeah, I'm with you. Thank God. Okay, you're normal because that would have been weird if you're a sound up guy.
Oh, no, I just you know watch it for the visuals and the entertainment value, of course.
For the articles. Oh, that's just Playboy. That only works on Playboy.
Fred, since you do nothing else during the day except schlep around until your show, anything else you might want to talk about? Like, say a website or anything?
Well, if you're going to let me plug Sports Map, which, by the way, tons of great stuff on there today. We're producing a ridiculous amount of cool stuff. Barry's got his article up, which is terrific, and I think very well thought out. Videos, your videos and Charlie's videos are just killing it, and you guys have been topical. And we're actually, with I don't know how many days we have left in the month, two or so, we're about 15,000 page views ahead of the best month we've ever done.
Wow.
That's great.
So, killing it.
Yeah, and it's... A lot of it, and a lot of credit to Joel, man. He and Charlie, once Charlie started doing videos every day, and and Joel's videos have really boosted the numbers here over the last month or so.
Right? My man has been just pumping them out. It's crazy. He's been killing the game.
And they're good. That's the thing.
Well, so I know you guys keep track of all this stuff, but I know the Chronicle is where everybody obviously used to go and goes for sports knowledge. But the site's getting up there, isn't it, in terms of how it does citywide with sports?
Yeah, we're getting to, and I don't know the Chronicle's exact numbers, but we're getting pretty close to what they're doing. And
ooh, look at that.
We're only a year old, and that's a cool thing. And plus, as anybody who's used it knows, the search bar doesn't work. There's all these little functionality problems, which will be fixed any day now, I'm told, which I've been told for 2 months. But once we get that going, it's going to help with search and everything, and it's just going to be... I think the numbers are going to double, and once it does that, we're really looking at some good numbers.
All right, that's now awesome. I'm going to put you on the spot. You know me. That's what I do.
That's what you do. Yeah.
Who'd you agree with, me or Granato, on our final 25?
I actually liked your final 25 a little more than his, but I mean, we're talking about one or two players.
Yeah, that's it. You're talking about
the
difference between McCullers, Brad Peacock, and Joe Smith.
Right. That's pretty much what it came down to. The only thing that you brought up, the possibility of going with fewer hitters, which he didn't.
Yeah.
And that Tony Kemp might be the odd guy.
I think they possibly could only go two catchers.
Yeah, I don't see why I keep hearing Charlie throw out Max Stassi. I'm like, why on earth would you have Max Stassi on that roster?
Yeah, I don't see any reason.
Your
for that.
Emergency catcher is Evan Gattis. He's already your DH. You've got Brian McCann and Maldonado, and if you need a third catcher, it's Evan Gattis.
Yeah, I think the real question is which one you start in the playoffs. Obviously, McCann was, he's kind of your leader, and it's nice to have that left-handed bat, but Maldonado's just a beast back there defensively, and
I think McCann used to be the slam dunk because of his offense. Yeah. But now it's like pretty much a toss-up offensively. And as you said, the better defensive player easily is Maldonado.
Well, you probably do this too, but I'm driving home, I'm listening to you guys, and y'all were talking about the article that John wrote and that I wrote that was coming, and y'all were debating some of the
which was a little unfair because I was the only one who'd seen your article.
And AJ was like, well, why do you leave Kemp off and Marizic? And I'm like, I want to be making my points. But I one of the things two things. One, I read Granato's article and it was really good as well, but I really found it strange that he left Correa out of the starting lineup. I don't care how bad he's playing, you can't bench Correa in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get enough of a boost from whoever you put in there to do it.
To make a difference.
At some point, the guy has to turn it around. And if you have to move him down in the order, move him down in the order, but he's still a good defensive shortstop. He's worth having out there. And you just got to hope that he's going to come through at some point and get a big hit and win a game for you.
Yeah, and the only reason that I said, my bench was basically Maldonado, who's your backup catcher, Tyler White is your bat off the bench. If it's the eighth inning and you somehow you're down a run and a guy gets on second base and Brian McCann's at the plate or Maldonado's at the – or, got somebody that can't hit, Tyler White gives you an option off the bench to try to drive in a run. And then Kemp and Marisnik become pinch runners and defensive replacements. I think they're set up well to pull Marwin Gonzalez in late innings if you've got a lead and pull Brian McCann, add Maldonado. Because, honestly, Jake Marisnik is the best outfielder defensively on this team.
Oh, well, hands down.
Hands down. I don't see how you leave him off. If you've got a one-run lead in the eighth inning, he's going in the game. I mean, to save a run.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I think you're spot on.
AJ was not, and I was like, I'm texting him going, no, he's defensive. Damn it, AJ.
Yeah. Shocker.
Shocking to me. Everybody got so mad at Marisnik earlier in the year because he's playing so many innings. That's never what he was supposed to be.
No.
And if you use him the way you're supposed to, then you've got a really good asset. And I think in the playoffs, that's what it'll be.
He's going to give you more outs and take away more at-bats, late innings in games when you need them the most, when the outs are so important. And Fred, before we let you go, we got a text message. Jesse from Spring wants to know, will there ever be an app made for sportsmen?
Right now, we haven't done one because it's very mobile friendly. It was designed actually to be a mobile site more than an actual website. Once we do this migration, we'll take a look at it. I know it's something Brandon and I have talked about doing at some point because I think there's some value to it. But if it's really mobile friendly, you don't need it. We'll just see. We're switching over to a new company that they do the Huffington Post. They've done all these other really big websites.
Nice.
So we'll have access to things that we've never had. And an app may certainly be one of them.
There you go.
That's great, man.
Outstanding.
I'm excited
about that. All right, Fred and John coming up on the Blitz 4 to 7. Don't miss that on a Friday. We're going to continue to roll on right here on The Usual Suspects. We've been pretty guest heavy here in the last half hour or so, but we got plenty more to get to and stuff that you guys might want to throw our way as well. Don't forget it's a Friday. That means we'll probably look at some college football games as well as some NFL games. We can talk about the games coming up this weekend regardless. And if there's something on your mind you want to throw at us to see before you make picks or check out games this weekend, give us a call or a text or a tweet, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call and text. Hit us up on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. Back with more in just mere minutes. It is The Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
I hear this. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
My grandmother has Alzheimer's, but she still remembers how much she hates my sister, which is amazing. Oh, it's great. We're driving home the other day and from church. My sister's in the front, grandma's in the back, and she does the thing again. She's like, oh, my God, why do I have to go to a nursing home? I don't understand. Why do I have to go? And my sister goes, well, Nana, it's because you're 92 years old. And my Nana goes, well, you're 22 with two kids from two different so what the does that mean? Cold-blooded, right? Here's the thing. My sister doesn't even have any kids. I don't know where she got that from. She's just making up mean to say. I finally talked to her about it. I was just like, dude, where'd you get that from, Nana? You know, Candace doesn't have any kids. She thought that my sister was my mom. Yeah. You guys ever find out you and your sister have different dads through your grandmother's Alzheimer's? Because I did about 2 weeks ago and it hurts. I can tell you that much.
Good stuff, man. F yeah, Friday. F for funny. Comedian of the week, Michael Day-Day.
Funny
and,
cat, man. Funny
Barry has
cat.
Given you the backstory. Got some H-Town roots and doing some big things. So definitely check him out with you, right?
Yeah, well, he won't be with me necessarily. It's his show.
But he's going to be there tonight.
He's the co-host of the show along with Zach Dixon, and they do it every other month over there at the Secret Group. It's called 12,000 Degrees. It's a rap roast battle. I'm going to be battling my buddy Sun Tran. It's a bunch of 44-year-old dudes. He's got a wife and kids, and I've got a wife and cats. And
now, are they on the
we're
table?
We're going to be battling, what, the wife and kids?
Yeah.
So I'm not touching family at all.
I think that's a smart move.
He'll probably roast me about my wife, but it won't be him roasting my wife.
Good.
But
the
yeah,
cats
no.
have at it.
Yeah, you can roast the cats all you want, and I'll probably make fun of his kids. But no, I'm just kidding. I would never do that. I wouldn't. Mine is just roasting him and his terrible, terrible comedy career.
Okay.
And the fact that he's just horribly unfunny. See, I'm just getting into character right now. I like Son. But not tonight. Tonight, the gloves come off.
If you need
off.
To borrow the pit bull, just let me know.
Yeah, and
yep.
get him.
Yep.
A couple of texts from the text. But by the way, at @Mick_nasty on Twitter from Michael Day-Day if you want more from him and maybe check his calendar and see where he's going to be next. Because he's a funny dude, man. I don't put people on here that I don't think are funny. So anybody, I know I say every week that they're funny, but there's that's why I pick them. Because they're actually funny comedians. So I don't know what's going on with the if your number ends in 7622?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're okay because their text message looks like they had a stroke about halfway through. It's just a bunch of words and letters that it says just passed by a local establishment that is hosting 610 radio and yelled out ESPN 97.5 is better. Like, I'm not making that up. Look at all the letters and the just randomness
Yeah, there's some Morse code in there.
I hope you're okay, sir and or ma'am.
But keep doing what
and
you're doing.
And then this is the next text. Yeah, but keep shouting that we're better than 6'10". Because
Cody,
you know,
Stutz will join you if you need it.
You know you can never get in trouble for telling the truth.
Right.
But look at that text from him.
Yeah, I'm looking to see, like, are the capital like, letters spelling something? But no, it's
no,
just
it's
gibberish.
Like, you ever seen a Christmas
story? He's
sitting
on his phone.
Could be. It could be butt text. But it's like from a Christmas story when you needed the Annie, little orphan Annie decoder ring. To figure out what the message was. I think the message was 6'10 sucks. I think I decoded it properly.
Ouch.
But, well, no, that's his words, not mine.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, that was his text message, not mine. Barry, pay attention to those who don't clap when you win. Look at Joel and Nick. Bring on the long talk.
Well, when would you? What have you won?
Because
right, Nick?
Obviously, long talk. Obviously, I'm trying to be better.
It's not a competition if both of us are giving it to you wholeheartedly, just begging you not to bring it up on the show anymore.
Okay, Jesse from Spring, I'm demanding more lawn talk.
Then turn on 740.
Look at that. Oh, here's a Rockets question.
Oh, stop it.
No, you don't want to. No, this is a text from a listener.
Okay.
All right, here's a Rockets question.
Yep.
What kind of fertilizer do you think James Harden uses?
Boy, I got an answer that I don't think is PC enough.
No. Question for Barry. Any recommendations for soil testing? I don't think Malone is getting the right nutrients. Yeah, hit up Texas A&M. They'll send you a little thing in the mail. You take a plug out of your soil, you mail it back. They'll tell you exactly how much nitrogen and everything else your lawn is lacking or has
Time
too
out.
Much
That's
of.
That's true.
That's a fact. See? You learned something.
For free?
You want to hate on it.
No.
You
want to hate. Legitimately. If for free, that's
absolutely
true.
1,000% true.
And you've done this?
No, but I did. The first year I moved in, I thought I was going to have to because I couldn't keep my lawn alive. How do you think I learned about all this? Because my lawn died all the time, so I had to do my own research.
I could send my lawn or I could send a dog urine sample. It's the same thing.
Yeah. No, you basically A&M will send you this kit in the mail and you go out and pull a plug out of the ground and you send it off to them and they test your soil. And I think there's a fee, but it's not much.
Nick's going to send that whole shrub that
it's not free, but I think it might be like $15. I don't know. Don't
probably
catch,
worth it.
Don't catch me lying, but it'll tell you like, oh, you have too much nitrogen in your soil or your soil lacks you know, nitrogen and you need to up the dosage of when you fertilize or whatever. So if you're always wondering why your lawn dies, that might be why. So yeah, take a look at
That's
it.
That's worthwhile.
See, I'm spreading knowledge, guys. Stop hating on me. Barry, a few weeks ago, you told me to go eat, or you talked about a place called the Cotton Patch.
Go eat it.
No, you talked about a place called the Cotton Patch Cafe. I just left from the one in Spring. It was awesome. There you go. I'm telling you, I don't tell lies. I tell the truth, even if you don't like it. Right, Joel?
Is this the Barry show? What are we doing here?
I'm reading text. What do you want me to do? This is what the people...
Nick, get on your phone and start texting, will you? Do it quickly.
Did you see the... I didn't even realize this, but somebody sent that Expos logo that was on Fred's jersey.
Yeah.
And they said it's M for Montreal, E for Expos, and B for baseball. I didn't even see the B in there.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like...
I told you that a lot of people think it's ELB.
Yeah, I see that. I just thought it was like, I don't know, is that like a weird handlebar mustache or something?
Yeah,
I don't
hat.
Know what the hell. Yeah, the hat you have is dope.
I love that hat.
Yeah, it's really dope.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, I'm all caught
people
up.
People forget how good that some of their teams were. Because you had Gary Carter and Warren Cromartie and Andre Dawson and Tim Raines, all, you know, Tim Raines in the Hall of Fame, Dawson in the Hall of Fame, Carter's in the Hall of Fame.
I loved me some Andre Dawson.
Randy Johnson was up there.
I loved Andre Dawson.
Pedro Martinez
was
up there.
Oh, yeah. Larry Walker was an Expo
Larry
for a while.
Larry Walker.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a huge Andre Dawson fan when he was not a Cub. I hated him as a Cub, but when he wasn't a Cub, I loved me some Andre Dawson.
Or the Hawk was just tough as nails, had a gun in the outfield.
Yeah.
Great defensive outfielder, hit for power. Those teams had a lot of people. Again, when you had Pedro Martinez and you had Randy Johnson and you just couldn't afford to keep them, some pretty solid baseball players played
in
Montreal.
Dude, that's the thing that you wonder, how did that franchise never make
it? Then Vlad Guerrero?
Yeah, with all of the talent that went through Montreal and they just, for whatever reason, they could not get those weird Canadians to buy into baseball like that.
Ooh, Greg Ackerman would hate you right now. He loves all Canadians. So does Fred.
I mean, Fred's weird. What do you want me to do? I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you can call
weird
up at
ass
4 o'clock
Canadians.
And you can discuss.
Huh?
You can call him at 4 o'clock and discuss. 713-780-3776.
You should definitely call at 4 o'clock and talk Montreal Expos
talk
baseball.
Canadians. Pro, con, discuss. at 4 o'clock. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We got a half hour to go in the big show. We don't want you to go anywhere. So just make sure you stay tuned to us right here on SportsMap 94.1 ESPN 97.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour to go on the big show on an FYF Friday. It's The Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. If you missed any of the show, please go back. Check podcastarena.com, check ESPN975.com, and listen to what you missed because there was plenty. We had a lot of good people in studio today. Fred made a guest appearance, popping in for a little bit. Josh Pesikoff from Infuse Energy popped in for a little bit. Cody Stutes came in, talked a little football with us. So covered a lot of ground there, but overall, Comedian of the Week, Michael Dayday, very, very funny, and he is performing tonight along with you at the Secret Group. So check that out as well. And why in, pray tell, God's name are you shaking your head and look to be in some kind of pain?
I'm angry right now, Joel.
Why?
I'm angry.
Why?
Do you guys have old people friends on Facebook?
No.
So, like, is your mom on Facebook?
Yeah, she is.
Are you Facebook friends?
Your mama's on Facebook?
She is.
Are you Facebook friends with her?
I am.
Okay.
That'd be weird if you kind of didn't befriend
Look,
your mom.
I'll just, you know how we tell kids not to listen because we're going to say something that they shouldn't hear? Yep. Mom, dad, earmuffs. You're not going to want to hear this.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to be friends with my mom and my dad or other old people. And I say old people, they're older than me. I'm an old person, okay?
Why?
Because over the last 6 hours, I keep getting the same message in Facebook from nothing but old people that don't know any better. And I get it. It's technology. They don't know. They're just like, well, we had was the paper growing up. Like, they don't get this.
So they're me.
I mean, kind of. Yeah. I wasn't going to take
I'll
that.
Take it.
I wasn't. Yeah. But this is the message that now my mother and my dad and now a friend of the family have all sent me. Please tell the contacts in your message list not to accept anything from Lucia Hernandez. She has a picture of her sitting by the water. She's a hacker and has the system connected to your Messenger account. If one of your contacts accepts it, you will also be hacked. So make sure that all your friends know it. Thanks. Forward as received. Hold your finger down on the message. This is how you know that it's BS. When they start telling you, hold your finger down on the message. At the bottom in the middle, it will say forward. Hit that, then click on the names of those in your list, and it'll send it to them. You know, I feel like back in the day, I know, Nick, you're too young to remember this. Do you remember, you and I are old.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember chain mail?
Chainmail.
Yes. There used to be a thing called chainmail. Let me make sure I've got this right because it's been so long ago. What was it called?
Chainmail.
It wasn't chainmail. What the hell was it called? It wasn't chainmail. It
MySpace?
Was MySpace? No. I can't remember the damn name of it, but back in the day, people would send a letter in the mail. And say, if you don't forward this to five people, your dog will die of syphilis and your cat is going to get the clap and you might get it.
Dog will die of syphilis.
Yep.
Like, I forget the name.
It was like a pyramid scam for sending messages.
And they would make you send out this mail. Like, you would have to write this letter. Dear Mama, I just wanted to let you know, I fear for your dog, Peepaw, because he might get syphilis, so please forward this to five people. It was just this is the modern day version of that. And now I see that my dad and my mom sent me this. I'm like, they used to fall for this. They really thought that our dog Charlie Brown died of syphilis because they didn't mail the mail. And now they're making up for it right now.
Couldn't they just name the dog Snoopy?
Snoopy
would have been good.
No, I think the kids named him actually Charlie Brown. Right. Yeah, come to think of it, stupid name for a dog.
Yeah,
Snoopy stupid dog too. He went out and caught a snake and threw it on my dad one time. That was the best part of Charlie
your
Brown.
Dad hadn't been treating him very well.
That was the best part of Charlie Brown's life. Speaking of that, did you see the video of the kayakers in Australia?
No.
A seal slapped a kayaker in the face with an octopus. I know what? That sounds completely made up.
Come on.
I know that sounds like I just took three
Are
random...
Are you warming up for the secret group?
I know it sounds like I took three random ideas and just threw them all together, but I'm not kidding you. Google it. A kayaker was slapped in the face with an octopus by a seal. And it's the funniest damn thing. The seal, you just see him coming up and he's like, take that, bitch, and just slaps this dude in the face and keeps going. And the dude is just like, oh, my God, what the hell was that? I got way off track, but...
Yeah, you did. Like,
all right, Cheryl has a answer for the male thing. What is... Well, let's see what Cheryl wants to say. Cheryl, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just getting off work. It was called a chain letter.
A chain letter. I knew it was something chain.
Yeah, because I Googled chain mail, and believe me, that's not what it was.
That's the armor that knights used to wear, chain mail. Look, I'm a dumbass, all right?
No.
Cheryl, thank you for saving me, because I really felt like a dumbass because I couldn't remember the name. It was a chain letter. Do you remember
shouldn't
these?
Have called to save him. You should have just let him sound like a dumbass.
My mom would make kind of fun of us, but she would always allow us to do it and give us the stamp, and we always followed through with it.
And you would get them, right? You wouldn't know who sent it to you, right? It would have no return address. No. It would just be messaged to you. And like I said, it would say something weird was going to happen. It's kind of like where people are like, if you want to be rich, then retweet this picture of money. If not, Jesus hates you, right? It's the same thing.
Yes, or bad luck will come to you if you don't forward this letter to 10 friends.
Yep, that's it. So, Cheryl,
and this is before Xerox copies, so you handwrote every last letter.
Yep. Isn't that, boy, we were
carbon paper.
Appreciate the call, Cheryl. It's sad to know that the more things change, the more they stay the same. We have all this technology. And watch,
but
I'll look at my phone.
Y'all should feel more dumb because y'all actually put in the work. Y'all actually got mail.
You know how many dogs
at least
lost
with us? We just click something and it's over.
Do you know how many
your
dogs?
Mistake,
do you know
your
how many,
mistake is made in a click.
I lost 7 dogs to syphilis. I never sent one out after that.
The
never
last dog was
one.
Gonorrhea because
that's right. I never
lost the dog.
I never did them. I remember we got them once.
He gone for real.
What's weird is that. When we got the chain letter, my mom and dad, they weren't divorced yet, and we brought it up. And they were like, that's just stupid. We're not doing that. No. And then now here they are, both of them. They're not even married. So these are separate accounts and separate households. They're both forwarding me these BS letters.
This may bring them back together.
I'm
going to
unfriend
them. Because
then
they only have to send 5 letters instead of 10.
I'm unfriending them. I've decided
that. You can't do that.
Why? That's such a big decision.
Because they're going to find out, and they're going to be very upset about it.
They'll be fine.
You don't want them to find out.
They'll be
and you
fine.
Know they don't have the friends list you have, so they're going to find out. They're going to, where's Barry?
I feel like there might be the first people I have ever blocked on social media. It comes to my mom and my dad.
That's not true.
For sending me these messages.
Facebook, yes.
But I also, they were the ones that would be like, don't. The latest one I saw was, if you're driving your car and someone throws an egg at your windshield, don't turn on the wipers and the water to try to clean it. This is how gangs get you. They want you to pull over because the eggs mixed with water clouds the windshield and you can't see. So when you pull over, they'll rob you. And this is one that's been going around. There cannot be this many gullible people.
Well, that's
the
kind of weird
Can
stuff
there?
That happens in your side of the world, probably.
I was going to say,
like, that doesn't happen in
Mo City
or Sugarland or Woodlands.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, it's not happening anywhere. Do you remember the one that they would say if someone ever flashes their brights at you?
Their headlights, yep.
Don't flash back.
That was from the movie.
Because it was a gang and they're going to shoot you.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. I just don't, like, no. No. And if
just
somebody...
Not,
why,
just hard to believe stuff.
Why would people be out there wasting perfectly good eggs? No one's
but speaking
doing
of hard to believe, do you guys ever watch that To Catch a Cheater show?
To Catch a Cheater?
Yeah, so they'll bring...
Are you
like,
talking about cheaters or To Catch a Predator?
It's
or
did Cheater.
You? To Catch a Cheater.
No.
It's called To Catch a Cheater. And
I've not heard of this.
Someone will bring in like a spouse, whether you know the male or the female, and then they'll send someone else out to try and hook up with their spouse, but they're on camera.
Oh.
and they're mic'd up. So they send this, like,
you better be careful, Joel.
They send this girl to a Lakers, when, according to the report, it's a player that just got drafted by the Lakers. And they, this time, instead of just sending like a hot chick, they send like a hot chick, but they put her in a wheelchair, and she approaches him. And he's like, yeah, just hitting on her. He's like, well, I see this girl on your Instagram. Oh, she's just my cousin. And his girlfriend is listening to this entire thing while he's putting his Mac on this girl with a wheelchair. And that, I know nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying that's how.
Is that a fetish?
But did we ever find out who was that Laker?
Heard that one.
We need to find out. If anybody knows, I want to know.
Wagner was the guy they drafted out of Michigan this year.
Well, they blurred out his face.
Is he white?
In the video. No.
Well, that.
She says you're a cuter version of LeBron. Like,
so
she
that
works.
Eliminates Wagner, Mo Wagner.
Oh, yeah, because he's German. Looks nothing like
him. Find out who, like, who the Lakers draft.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, though?
That's wild. See, I feel like if I'm going to set somebody up for cheating, and this is, I don't want to
like
get
a Sacha Baron Cohen thing.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm sending somebody in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I don't know.
Normally
why
they don't.
That element in there.
That's why it's so crazy. I just think it was. I don't now, think they
did
even
they
knew
learn
it was a Lakers.
Something like he has a handicap fetish, no. And they're like, "Ooh, you know what?
God, I got a line. I don't think I can."
No,
use.
Don't. I don't want you to get a letter. I know. That's
so
why I was
many
like,
bad ways
"I'm trying. I'm trying to be really careful
I'm
here.
Yeah, this is not the time to be edgy.
Through my tongue right now.
Yeah, don't be edgy.
Yeah."
Yeah, let's just move on.
This is not the show to comment. I shouldn't have brought up the story, honestly.
I almost said several things.
Right when I said wheelchair.
Yeah, that's very weird, but he fell for it.
I just thought for sure maybe Joel, because Joel's like being the guy, the basketball guy, maybe he would know the, but they didn't reveal.
I'd never heard of that before. And I don't. I'd have to try and figure out who the draft pick would be if it's this
year. I'd have to look it up too.
Yeah. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. John filling in for AJ. And the Blitz will take you home till 7 o'clock right here on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Back with the final segment, Usual Suspects.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment. The gift that keeps on giving. We're going to give till it hurts. We're going to give away something else right now. We know that a lot of you are wrestling fans out there. WWE Raw returning to the Toyota Center December the 3rd to broadcast live to the world from H-Town. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to not only see Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey return to Houston, but Universal Champion Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose. Today's ticket winner also is going to be entered into the grand prize drawing to win a trip to Amelia Island in Jacksonville, Florida, courtesy of Florida's First Coast in Golf, because it is a football giveaway Friday, Florida football. You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like I just wrote that into the copy for a read. Okay. So tickets for WWE Raw are on sale today. They start at just $20. You can get yours at toyotacenter.com. I actually think it's toyotacentertix.com.
Okay.
I'm someone that used to know. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you the opportunity right now to win two tickets. We're going to give it to, let's see, 797 plus 9, 16. Caller 16 right now, once again, 713-780-3776. You win two tickets to WWE Raw in December. Good luck.
All right. We got to do our football picks before we go to the weekend. But before we do that, Ty wants to talk about the Laker with the wheelchair girl. Ty, what's up?
Hey, guys. Not much. I found that video really hilarious, and I just wanted to comment. I don't think it was any of their draft picks, because if you watch the video, he's kind of dark-skinned, and Bonga is the only like dark-skinned draft pick that they had. He's out of the picture. Ironically, I think it's actually Joel Berry II going off the hair and the skin color, but I'll let y'all think about it and listen. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
Joel Berry's a guard from Carolina, North Carolina.
Okay.
Just in case you were wondering, and I fired that off without having to... Not Nick, for nine you. Times six.
54.
Okay, good job. With the quickness.
Let me know you were having to carry a one and stuff. 54.
Hey, that wasn't that bad.
That was super slow.
That was like 1.5 seconds.
Really, really slow.
Nick, all right. Cody Stutes is on the air. 6 plus 10, what do we got?
16. Let's do this.
All right, let's do it.
All right, you guys said you wanted to start with college, right?
College picks. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, that was Barry's.
Yeah, Barry.
I got to update the records. In the lead after 3 weeks of picking the pick'ems, Nick Sherrara.
Yeah, boy.
8-6, went 3-2 last week. Joel, you and I are tied at 7-7.
Suck it.
That's just the college side?
This is just college. You went 2-3 last week. I went 3-2 last week. So last week, Nick and I both 3-2. You were 2-3. Okay.
How you Nick, like you want to put some money between now and the end of the year?
Nope. Ooh, yeah, on who can catch who,
hey,
huh?
Hey, mm-hmm. You didn't take my Clint Capela bet, sir.
Oh.
What?
Because it wasn't useful.
Pew,
go ahead.
Pew, pew. Shots fired.
All right, we'll start with West Virginia. And I picked 5 games. They're all ranked. So if you have any other games you guys want to add, fine. I'd be happy to add.
Well. Nah.
You pick good games.
West Virginia at Texas Tech. +3.5. I didn't adjust those lines like we talked about because I'm lazy. My bad, Barry. But
all good.
+3.5 according to CBS Sports. If Las Vegas has different lines, we're going by the CBS Sports lines right now.
Over-under in that game should be interesting. I'm taking West Virginia and giving the points.
Not a believer in Tech, huh?
Not as much as I'm a believer in West Virginia with a Heisman candidate as a quarterback.
I'm with you there. I think Tech is doing some good things, but I think that they, much like the Aggies, took a peek inside the top 25 and they're getting bounced. And I don't think 3.5 is enough.
Nope.
So I'm going to go West Virginia as well.
Me too. I'm going to go West Virginia as well. I agree with both of you. Stanford at Notre Dame. Stanford ranked number 7. Notre Dame ranked number 8. -5.5 at home for Notre Dame.
Notre Dame made a quarterback change. They've been a totally different offensive ball club since they did. 5.5 points, though? I don't know. It depends on if Stanford can run the ball or not. I'm going to stick with the dogs on the road. I'm going to take Stanford.
Okay, you're going Stanford?
Stanford the points.
Me as well. I like Notre Dame. I just think giving up 5.5 points is too much. I know Stanford didn't show well last week. They had to get lucky to beat Oregon. But I think they're a better football team than how they looked.
Yep.
I also didn't think Notre Dame was going to be as good as they've shown so far. It's a 7-8 matchup. These teams are really close overall. When you look at like the Sagarin ratings and all that, they're separated by
0.01. Just make your pick,
0.01 means this is a pick 'em. So 5.5 is too much for me. So I'm going to go Stanford and take the points.
I'm going to go the other way. I think Notre Dame will cover. I think Stanford is good for at least 3 or 4 losses by the end of the year, and I think Notre Dame is going to be one of them. So I'm picking Notre Dame. I think they'll cover.
You took Stanford, right?
I did.
The points? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're getting the 5.5. Mm-hmm. All right, Nick, you screwed up. You lost this week. Okay.
All right, Ohio State, Penn State. Penn State at home, +3.5.
I'm going to take the Buckeyes. Anytime you take the Buckeyes right now and they're only given 3.5, I think Ohio State wins this game and covers that easily.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I'll take Ohio State and give up 3.5 points. I don't think that's nearly enough either.
Ohio State wins and covers, no doubt.
All right.
All right, BYU at Washington. Washington -17 favorite over BYU. BYU is ranked number 20. Washington ranked number 11.
I know a lot of people think the sexy pick here is BYU and get all those points. BYU, to me, hasn't... They've had some decent wins. I think they went on the road. Let's not go there.
I know exactly who they beat.
Who'd they beat on the road?
Yeah. Let's go. Move on.
I think it was Wisconsin when they were 6th in the nation.
It's a distinct possibility.
Washington's one loss was to Auburn. Not a terrible loss, but not great. But at the end of the day, I think Washington was ranked in the top 4 to start this season for a reason. I'm going to stick with Washington, crazy as it is, and give up the 17.
Nicholas?
I'm going to stick with Washington, too. I think they'll win by at least 17 points. So.
Okay. Really?
I don't think BYU will... No. I don't think they'll keep it close.
BYU defensively.
Pretty good.
Legit.
And pretty on the road good. In that conference. They're pretty good.
Don't try and bait me.
You should totally go with BYU.
I'll take Washington to cover as well because they've got to make up for the fact that they did take that loss early in the season.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Oregon at California. This is +1.5 for California. This is probably the one upset I got. So I'll just put that out there.
You got Oregon?
California.
You got Cal and getting the points?
Cal on the points.
Okay, I'm taking Oregon and giving the points.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to take Oregon as well. I thought they looked good against Stanford last week. I think Stanford is better than they showed, and they hung in there the whole time.
Yep.
I don't think Oregon is a world beater. They're probably ranked around where they should be, somewhere below 20 or below. So I'll give me Oregon.
We got a roll, fellas. We got NFL picks to get through quickly, so let's do it.
All right,
Eagles,
let's do it.
Titans. Titans getting 3.5 against the Eagles this weekend in Tennessee. Good luck, Tennessee. I don't care if Mariota plays or not. They got quarterback issues. They still got other issues. I think the Eagles are starting to get it right. I'll take the Eagles and give the points.
I'll take the Eagles as well.
I am going to also go Eagles.
Bills, Packers. Packers at home hosting Buffalo, who walloped the Vikings.
My bad. I'm taking Tennessee in the points. That's my fault. I was looking at the wrong way.
Just screw us up.
Yeah.
So let's try and get a flow. Bills, Packers. Packers giving 9.5 at Lambeau Field, hosting a Bills team that upset the Vikings last week. I think 9.5 is a lot of points, but it is my Packers, so I'll take the pack and give the points.
I'm going Green Bay as well. I had the spread at 10, so it's dropping a little bit, but I'll still go Green Bay.
Okay. Yeah, the Packers win and they cover.
Okay.
Browns with the first start ever in the Baker Mayfield era. At the Raiders. Raiders. -2.5. Raiders at home, giving 2.5 to the Browns in Mayfield's first start. Who you got, Barry?
I think these teams are pretty much even, and if you're going to give one of those teams points, I'll take those points, so I'll take Cleveland.
Cleveland getting 2.5. Nick?
I'm taking Cleveland as well. I think there's a lot to be excited about if you're a player for Cleveland with Baker Mayfield. I'm still not sold on John Gruden as the head coach for the Raiders. I'm taking Cleveland.
I'm taking Cleveland solely because the Raiders' defense sucks.
Okay.
And Khalil Mack missing is a big part of that. So I think they continue to struggle. The Browns are going to ride the wave.
All right.
All right. Good game here. Steelers at home hosting the Ravens. Raisins. Steelers -3. I think right away, Pittsburgh starting to right the ship. Pittsburgh, given the 3 points, is fine with me. I think they're going to get it right, and they're going to beat Baltimore.
Pittsburgh +/- is a -0.7. Baltimore on the year is a +15.3. Baltimore can score. They can stop you a little bit. I'll take Baltimore and the 3 points.
Okay.
I will take the Steelers. I think they'll cover as well.
Okay.
And the finale, the one we've all been waiting for. The Colts. Entire nation is following.
Colts.
Texans at Colts. Colts -1.
I took the Colts at 1.5, so I'll definitely take the Colts at 1.
I will take your Houston Texans to get their first win of the year.
I think they'll get their first win. I think it's going to be an ugly win.
Yep.
I don't think they're going to be... It's not going to be a win that they're going to be very proud of, but I think they're going to win.
I think old Butt Chin is going to be on happy with anything he can get.
Yeah, if they win on the road in Indy in a division game, they're going to be really proud.
Well, I mean the fan base. They're not going to be... It's going to be an ugly-ass win.
All right, so you guys have Houston, huh? Both of you?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to separate it on you guys now. By the way, the record in...
Pro,
I'm 6-8. Joel, you're 4-10. Nick, you're 2-12. So whatever Nick said, you can ignore. Yeah, you're 4-10.
Holy kicking the no, boy.
I'm killing you guys. I just wanted to point
here
that
we go.
Out.
Don't call it a comeback. All right, guys, we appreciate you as always. The Usual Suspects are the best. You guys make our show what it is, and we always want to say thank you on Friday because you've made it another very fun week. Hopefully next week's the same thing. We look forward to having you join us then. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Jong, Fred, The Blitz, they're next. Everybody, have a great weekend. It's The Usual Suspects.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. ESPN 97.5.